Regarding the disbelief of Korah, the Quran says in chapter 28, verse 76 to 83, Korah was one of Moses' nation, but he was insolent to them, for we had given him such treasures that the very keys were too heavy a burden for even the strong. His people said to him, Allah does not love the boastful, but seek in that which Allah has given to you and attain the everlasting residence. Do not forget your share in this world. Do good, as Allah has been good to you, and do not corrupt in the land. Allah does not love those who corrupt. But he replied, What has been given to me is only because of the knowledge I possess. Did he not know that from the generations before him, Allah had destroyed a mightier and more numerous multitude? The sinners shall not be questioned about their sins. So he went out in all of his finery amongst his nation, and those who desired this life said, Would that we had the like of that Korah has been given. He has indeed a mighty fortune. But those to whom knowledge had been given said, Alas for you, better is the reward of Allah for him who believes and does good works, but none shall receive it except the patient. We caused the earth to swallow him, together with his dwelling, and there was no host to help him other than Allah, and he was not among the victorious. And in the morning, those who had wished to be in his place the previous evening said, Indeed, Allah outspreads to whom he will among his worshippers, and he restrains. Had he not shown us favour, he could have caused the earth to swallow us. Indeed, the unbelievers shall never prosper. That is the last abode. We shall assign it to those who desire neither exorbitance in the earth nor corruption. The outcome is for the cautious.